local community-based energy projects can also help with building wealth in the communities that need it the most. And the last thing I'll say about community energy projects is that having these small-scale projects can be, they have other benefits beyond economic development and resilience as well. And these can depend really on the community itself. So local energy projects, I think, have the flexibility of meeting and addressing community needs depending on what those are. And I think through HB 2021, I'm hopeful that we can build that piece out to make it really strong and make it so that we are increasing the capacity for local clean energy projects throughout Oregon in many different communities that could really benefit from it. So to sum up, I think some of those benefits are local energy projects, resilience, and good, well-paying jobs in the clean energy sector. So that's another piece that I think in the weeks moving forward, we're going to be really working together to ensure that labor standards are strong in that they're providing prevailing wages for folks who are doing this work and benefits and things like that. So I think those are some of the benefits that a clean energy future can have and some of the opportunities to see those benefits happen that HB 2021 is offering us.
So if listeners are interested in learning more about these bills, about the campaign, about your work, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, you can learn more by heading to cleanenergyoregon.org. This is the campaign website. You can follow the campaign on social media as well, Oregon Clean Energy on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Like I mentioned, the HB 2021 is still being worked on and still moving through the legislature. So you can sign up through the website and follow us online to keep updated on where things are with that bill, as well as the other two bills that are part of the campaign. Additionally, if you're interested in learning more about the work that my organization, the Coalition of Communities of Color, does, you can check us out at coalitioncommunitiescolor.org, Color Coalition on Twitter, and we're on Facebook as well.
Very cool. Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up? Anything we didn't get to cover yet?
No, I think the main important piece that I think, again, is really exciting to me is the frontline community-driven effort. And this is, I think what we're doing with this campaign is really important, especially for folks who have been impacted by recent wildfires, power outages through the ice storm, the pandemic, and the economic crisis. And I think that HB 2021, as well as the other two bills, can really help us build back in a way that is equitable and serving the needs of those who are most impacted first and worst. So I think it's a really incredible opportunity, and I'm really excited to be part of it and to work alongside the organizations that are putting this forward. So thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, Nikita. I really appreciate it.
That was Nikita Daryanani, the Climate and Energy Policy Manager at the Coalition of Communities of Color, speaking about three bills in the Oregon Legislature aimed at a clean energy future for the state. The bills are House Bill 2021, Clean Energy for All, House Bill 2475, Energy Affordability, and House Bill 2842, Healthy Homes. The suite of bills are supported by the Oregon Clean Energy Opportunity Campaign, online at cleanenergyoregon.org. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Yokoyama, your host of News from the Boo, and also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Here on News from the Boo, we talk about everything KBOO, what's going on inside, outside, just all the things about KBOO. It's a show for our volunteers and our listeners, our members, our fans, anyone who wants to know more about what's going on with the Boo. First, I want to give a big thank you to everyone who supported all of our recent special programming where we had a bunch of music marathons like the Bluegrass Marathon, the Metal Marathon, Life During Wartime. We appreciate all the support, whether you tuned in or you donated or got one of our limited edition special shirts. We really appreciate all the love that has been shown to KBOO over the last few months. People tuning in, listening to all of our local programming, becoming members of KBOO, or even wearing their support is what allows KBOO to continue doing what we're doing. So we literally couldn't do this without you. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And speaking of limited edition shirts, quick plug that if you are still interested in getting one, you can get a Life During Wartime shirt still. It is limited edition, meaning there's only one more week where you can buy these shirts and then they'll disappear off our site. So pick up your Life During Wartime shirt, only 7 more days to go on that one. You can see the design on our webpage at kboo.fm. And if you want to get a shirt from Music from the True Vine's recent Bluegrass Marathon, you can also grab one of those. Our International Women's Day shirt, the one that says "We Won't Be Silenced," that one is available in all sorts of different cuts on our site. Again, all the proceeds from the sales of our shirts go directly back to KBOO and allow us to make the kind of programming that you listen to all day on this station. So grab your KBOO shirt, wear your support, show off your fandom. So I hope you enjoyed all of our special programming and special shirts that came out over March and February. And moving forward into April, we actually have some special programming coming up as well. On Saturday, April 3rd, the Grateful Dead and Friends are going to be holding their annual marathon. They're going to be kicking off our spring drive for us with 7 hours of programming from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Again, that's on Saturday, April 3rd. You can read more about it. They got a whole plan. Check it out on our website, kboo.fm. They had so many ideas that they got several ideas they're going to present. Sun's plan, since it's National Jazz Appreciation Month and the National Month of Hope, is to play some jazzier Grateful Dead and Solo Garcia and perhaps some happy songs. Andrew is going to be launching a special called Long Time Gone, and it will feature the songs with the longest gaps between performances, and you'll hear the bookends of that gap. And Phil will be bringing you a concept known as Rainbows End Down That Highway Where Ocean Breezes Blow. Anticipate songs about colors, traveling, weather, and the sea from the Grateful Dead and Friends. So tune in for a volunteer-produced marathon just for all our deadheads out there. And we might even have a limited edition t-shirt available for that coming out really soon. So again, that's Saturday, April 3rd, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Sounds like a nice afternoon of volunteer-powered programming. Okay, some announcements for our volunteers. Of course, classes. We always got classes coming up. We have an audio editing for news using the software Audacity tomorrow, Thursday the 25th at noon. And then we have a Broadcasting Nationally class on Saturday at 10:30. Learn how to broadcast your audio on the Pacifica Network. Then we got Beginner Digital Editing and Audio Production on Monday the 29th from 5 to 7 p.m. That's all our classes through March. We'll be bringing out our April schedule very, very soon, so make sure to check your volunteer newsletters for the links to attend all those classes. If you have any classes that you would like us to offer, or maybe there's a skill you're saying, hey, it would be really helpful to have that, always let us know. KBOO classes are there to support our volunteers. And also, if you are someone who is available to teach a class, let us know. We're always looking for teachers to help teach Spinatron and beginning digital editing and even advanced audio digital editing. Either let the volunteer coordinator know or the programming team. And of course, if you're interested in taking any of these classes but you're not a volunteer yet, we have a volunteer orientation coming up on Friday, April 2nd at 6 p.m. To attend the volunteer orientation, all you got to do, go to our website, and right on our homepage, you'll see a listing. You'll see our spring orientation schedule, and just register right there. The orientation is on Zoom, so you can do it from home on Friday, April 2nd at 6 p.m. Some meeting reminders for our members and our volunteers. The engineering committee meets next Thursday on April 1st. Look at that. April Fool's Day was trying to fool me. But there really is a meeting on April 1st. The engineering committee is meeting from 7 to 9 p.m. Then our next meeting that will be coming up is the personnel governance committee. That is on Monday the 12th at 6 p.m. And then the next day, on Tuesday the 13th, we have the Programming Advisory Committee also at 6 p.m. Then a couple days later, then on Thursday, April 15th, is our monthly finance committee meeting at 5 p.m. You can find all the links to attend these meetings on our website at kboo.fm. Just go to our menu. You'll see an item that says committees. Any of our volunteers or members can be part of a committee. So if you're interested, check it out, kboo.fm. And before we go, a mention about the recent passing of Beth Himes. Beth Himes served many roles at KBOO. She was a volunteer, a board member, and even was on staff as our volunteer coordinator before professionally moving on to OPB. Beth was always proud to talk about her starts in community radio at both KPFA in California and then at KBOO here in Portland. And while it had been a few years since Beth had retired from KBOO, her name is still one that we hear around the station. We're putting together an on-air tribute for Beth, so if you are a KBOO volunteer or retired KBOO volunteer, anyone who has stories or memories to share of Beth during her time at KBOO, and you would like to share as a part of our on-air tribute, please let us know by emailing me at manager@kboo.org. Well, that's all I have for News from the Boo for this week. News from the Boo airs every Wednesday right after the news at 5:45. And if you missed any of this News from the Boo, you can always go back and listen to the full episode on our website at kboo.fm, where, in fact, you can also hear any of our shows that have already aired on KBOO. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll talk to you again next week.
are listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM. All you need is
love. Why do you love KBOO?